episode 254, Body Shaming.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? I hope your day is going very swell and that you are having a wonderful one. Come in. I'm excited you're here. Let's sit down and let's have some chat time because we really have got to get to it. We have kind of a heavy topic to talk about, body shaming. But before we jump into that, I just want to say a shout out to all of the Create Your Now family. You guys are truly, you make me smile all the time. And just being a part of my life, I just have an overwhelming joy within me that you are a part of my life. And so thank you. Thank you for taking time to, you know, subscribe and to leave reviews and to, you know, reach out to me and say, hey, Christiane, this is what I'm thinking, or this is where I'm struggling, or, you know what, would you be bold enough to talk about this? I absolutely love getting to know each of you because truly you are a part of this family. And that I believe we're sisters, and we're sisters of impact, and you guys are awesome, and you are pressing ahead, creating transformations, and I just love that. I love that. So today we're really going to dig deep on this one. Oh, and by the way, if you're not sure about what this crazy group is all about, go to createyournow.com. You can get more information. You can sign up for the newsletter there. You can also join us on facebook.com/groups/ Create Your Now podcast. Request to join that private group. That is a very close-knit community. Those who have been kind of bold enough to step out and say, yeah, I want a little more connection. It's free. Everybody loves free, right? So come on in. We would love to have you. All right. Now, back to what we were talking about. Our topic today is going to be hard. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy. And it's one that I personally struggle with. And I'll give you some stories on that. But body shaming is real. And we do it sometimes not even knowing that we're actually doing it. And as a woman, as a wife, and especially as a mother, this storm of body shaming, it's got to stop. And it really does. It starts with you. It starts with me. And so I really wanted to have this discussion with you. This is not an easy one, and it may make you uncomfortable a little bit. It may bring up some uneasiness, some, you know, feelings within you. I am not out to hurt you or to make you sad. I just believe that I told you we were going to start to go deeper. And I really believe as women, we have done ourselves kind of an injustice when it comes to our bodies. The media has done an injustice. When I watch on the news, when I just turn on the TV, I don't care what station it is, the way that women are depicted are wrong. I watch these commercials and how quote unquote sexy they are. Now, I'm all for sexy. I mean, come on, we're women. Sexuality is a part of life, and there's a place and a time for that. But it's when we are put up on this pedestal that we have to look a certain way, almost have to act a certain way with our bodies, move a certain way, you know, that we get paid to have the round bumps behind us. And that's where our paycheck comes from. It's little things like this that are dropped throughout the media, the way magazine covers our airbrushed models. You know, the people that you look at on there, on the models, they're not who they are exactly. If you were to see them in real life, you're not going to see them chiseled out. You're not going to see that perfectly, you know, curved line. I found myself talking to my daughter just a couple days ago, and I was trying on, I'm actually headed out to a conference and I'm going to be traveling a little bit. And so I was getting some clothing ready, and I knew I would be sitting a lot, and I am not one who likes to sit. I got to move. and I'm a mover and a shaker. That's what I am, and not literally where I have to shake my body. But I don't like to sit still for a long time. I have things to do. I'm a high energy driven woman. And so to go and sit for basically, you know, a full training day is gonna be not good for me. So my daughter came home from school. She was home early from a class, and I was just trying on some clothes, and I made a comment. And I said, oh, these legs. I said, okay, well, at least these pants flow nicely and they don't grip on my calves. You see, I have an issue. Right there, I was body shaming myself. I have these calves of steel. They're Superman calves. I got them from my dad. Now, and my legs, I must say, it's not just my calves, but it's my legs. And I don't have height either. So I kind of have a double whammy against me, but I know that these legs are actually a blessing. However, as much as I tell myself that, I still catch myself saying, oh man, and I did it to my daughter. I said it out loud. Well, what do you think that's giving, putting in her mind? I make comments when I'm in the kitchen. And like I just said, I'm not tall, I'm short. And I make comments because I cannot reach the next to the top shelf, let alone the top shelf. I have to stand more on my tippy toes, and sometimes I have to get on the counters. That's why I have almost a stool in every single room of our house. I'm short. And what do? I don't say that, oh, I'm short. I kind of make fun of it, and I say, oh, man, I sure wish God would have made me taller. Now, you may think that, oh, that's not a big deal. No, it may not be a big deal if you say it one time and only one time in your entire life. But when you find yourself repeating this and you repeat it to, well, not just yourself, but you're repeating it to others, your children begin to hear this. You have people that come over, guests that come over in your house. I remember saying this to when my daughter brought her boyfriend home, and he's very tall. Of course, again, everybody's taller than me. But he's very tall, and I was trying to reach something high, and I'm like, oh, if God just would have made me a couple inches taller. What does that say? I'm putting myself down. It's not really necessarily real harsh, but it is a form of body shaming. I tell you this because I think sometimes we're saying things, and we don't realize how detrimental it is to our well-being. And what happens is, we begin to what? Not love our reflection. And then it's a spiral downhill roller coaster. Body shaming is all about not loving your own body. Someone may have told you that your body isn't good enough. Maybe they made a comment to you when you were younger, maybe going through a phase of life that, oh, you got a little too much fat there. Oh, you got those love handles and you're not even married yet. Maybe it started from teasing classmates in middle school. Or maybe it came from your best friend and it was just a comment. You tried on a dress and she says, oh no, babe, that makes you look fat. And then from that point on, there's just something about that style of dress, those pairs of pants that you just can't wear anymore. Maybe it even came from your mother. Maybe it wasn't necessarily something that she said directly to you, but it may have been something that she did with her own body, making those comments about, I just wish God would have made me taller, or making those comments and her actions being taken that I got to go join Weight Watchers because, man, these 5 pounds just aren't going anywhere. I got to do something about it. I don't look good. Or worse yet, maybe it was someone you loved dearly, your sweetheart, that for some reason turned the other cheek. Maybe they ended up going off with somebody else who was skinnier or prettier in your mind, okay? Maybe it was that they turned to pornography. It hurts. It hurts deeply. Body shaming is real. And for us women, It is destructive. And it begins to really destroy the absolute amazing woman that God created you to be. Body shaming messages are inescapable. You can't get away from them. You feel ashamed of your body. You deal with low self-esteem, constantly saying, I wish I was this. What are you saying to yourself? I wish I was this. If only I could be this. If only my rear was this. If only my breast were this. You're hurting. And the problem is you continue to beat yourself up. And you think you're joking about things, making those kind of off the shoulder, off the cuff comments of, oh gosh, if God just would have made me taller. But ultimately, that's saying something. That's feeding you the wrong energy, and it's tearing you down sliver by sliver, and it's taking the heart and just cutting it up. And then you wonder why. Why is body shaming robbing you of so much? Why? Well, because it keeps you from important relationships, keeps you from your husband, keeps you from your sweetheart, keeps you from intimacy. Yeah, that's a deep one. You don't love your reflection. You don't like the go bare look. And so therefore, there's less intimacy in your relationship. And as you well know, intimacy is a very important part of relationships. Body shaming robs you of so much. It keeps the fear of perfection in the forefront of your mind. It's always there. I'm not perfect. Yet you're trying to escape that. It keeps you from your own purpose. Why God created you. Your potential. Mediocrity seems to be an okay thing now. Man, that's my ceiling. Instead of going, man, no, it's not. That's just the floor. I've got so much farther to go. It holds you hostage in your own life, not allowing you to thrive. Are you being held hostage in your own life? Do you find yourself that the words that you say, the comments that you make are hurting you more and more and more every single day? And maybe you don't realize it. Maybe you make these comments. Why? Because you grew up with them. Maybe you grew up in a more heavier set family or a more athletic family, and you had to look a certain way. You had to exercise so much to be that type of person. There was an expectation that was put on your life. Body shaming. We are not all created equal as in our body. We are not. You are you. You have a different smile, which is absolutely gorgeous. You have eyes that light up this world. Your hair is gorgeous. You have arms to love. You have legs to support you. And we can talk about the behind and the front part, you know. Those are there for purposes too. You were made as you. No one on this earth has your body. So stop putting yourself down. Body shaming is wrong, it's disgusting, and it's paralyzing. It keeps you frozen in time. We talk about getting older. Well, you know, I talk about getting older all the time because I am old. No, I'm not. You are only as old as what you think you are. My age stopped at 27. Don't ask me why I'm there at 27. When people ask me how old I am, I have to think about it. Don't ask me how old I am because I will have to think about it and we'll just move on to another subject. But I'm 27 in my mind. Why? I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It just sounds maybe like a good age in my brain. For some reason, that's the age that comes up. If someone's like, well, what age would you like to be? Oh, I think maybe 27 sounds good. What you think about, you bring about. But what happens is body shaming paralyzes you. When you are getting older, when you're in your 30s and then your mid-30s and then all of a sudden you're embarking on 40s and then, oh my gosh, you're at 65 and you're sitting here going, I wish I was this age because I looked like this, I felt like this. It's paralyzing. You put yourself in a trap. And it's just wrong. It's wrong to do that. So it's time to stop the snowball effect. It's time to stop the storm of body shaming. And it begins with you. I told you this was going to be hard. It's not easy because I really want you to be intentional with your thoughts. I want you to think about what you're saying, how you look at yourself in the mirror. When you're putting on your makeup and you put on that lip gloss, you're like, ooh, that's a horrible color on me. It makes my cheeks look fatter. Really? Take it off and see if you feel the same way. Maybe you actually feel the same way. You're just using the excuse of the color of lipstick of making your cheeks look fatter. That doesn't go together. It doesn't make sense. There is no common sense in it. But we do it every single day. And we don't recognize it. So I am pleading with you. I am pleading with you, sister, to stop body shaming. You deserve to feel loved. You deserve to feel empowered. You deserve to feel lovable. You deserve to feel beautiful. You deserve to be happy. Body shaming destroys all of that. So, are you ready to feel loved and empowered and lovable and beautiful and happy? Well, guess what? You're going to. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You need to be present, be incredible, be you, fearlessly you. You need to be brave. It's time for you to take that responsibility. It's time for you to boldly live your life now. That's it. That is it. So are you ready to be present, to be incredible, to be fearlessly you? Are you ready to be brave? You do that, I just told you, by number one, take responsibility. It's time to take ownership. It's time to be intentional. You need to stop making excuses and you need to start listening to what you're telling yourself. Because remember these habits we were talking about? Your habits matter. Our words, the sentences that we use, the phrases that come out, most of them are habitual. Think about how many times I say the word right in a podcast episode. Okay, great. Now I just pointed out a faux pas of me. But seriously, when I'm speaking to you, I want to confirm with you. And so you hear me say the word right or okay. Now, I consciously know this. I'm thinking about this. So when I'm talking to you and I'm recording, I really try not to use those words as often because I'm like, really? I'm beginning to sound a little more like, you know, like. I don't want to be like that. Now, that's easier said than done. But a lot of times we're not listening to ourselves. So stop making excuses. Take responsibility. It starts, number one, with taking responsibility, listening to you, taking ownership. Call it what it is. Take responsibility on your five senses. That's your hearing, what you hear, what you see, what you smell, what you taste, what you touch. All of those feed in to body shaming or overcoming it. You're an overcomer. That's why you're here. And it's time to overcome. It's time to be brave. It's time to be fearlessly you. Number two, boldly live your life now. You're boldly living your life now. You are not perfect. And you know that. You know that. I am not perfect. But what we do know is that if we don't start loving where we are now, you are not going to get to where you want to be. And that journey is going to be a tough road. And where you are now, that might be your ceiling. That might be your high of your life because you're not going to go any further. But if you want to go further, you got to make it your floor so you have room to what? Grow. You have room to move forward in life. One thing I pray for my children is that my ceiling is their floor. When I touch people and I talk to them, my hope and prayer is that what I see and how I believe where they are and where I'm taking my life, that they see that as the floor for them. And they got a long way left to go. It's growth. It's a journey. But you have to start living your life now. Boldly living your life now. And number three, this is not easy. I just told you I had a conversation just with my daughter yesterday. Or a few days ago. Whenever it was. But it was still too close for comfort. So, if you're saying, Christiane, gosh, I'm there. I want to feel loved. I want to feel empowered and lovable and beautiful and happy. I want that. But I've tried. I've tried to take responsibility and then I fall back. And I find myself making these horrible things and saying these phrases and I don't like the bare reflection I see. I'm losing my intimacy in my relationships with my husband. I want to be perfect. I know I'm not supposed to be, but that's where I see that I'm supposed to be. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I am. Come ask for help. Come over to our Facebook group. And if you're like, I don't know that I want to quote unquote reveal myself, because yeah, your picture's going to be there. I'm telling you, there's wonderful women there. And if you don't want to do that, then you can go just to the fan page, the Create Your Now fan page on Facebook, and you can go there. And if you want to take it a step further and you're like, man, you got me here, Christiane. You got me. You got my heart. I'm feeling it today. And I need something more. I need help. I need to call out for help. Please reach out to me. Go to createyournow.com, click Let's Connect. You can type in there real quickly. It sends me an email and you let your heart out. And maybe it's just you don't even necessarily want to work with me, but you just want to talk to me. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Because you deserve to feel loved, empowered. You deserve to feel lovable. You deserve to love your reflection. The body shaming stops now and starts with you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be fearlessly you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.